हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः सो यस्ट् इस् अ ब्यूटिफुल् वर्स् एण्ड् वेर् भगवान् मेट् वेरि क्लियर् See, without living a clean life of Karma Yoga, which is a worshipful and prayerful life, a dharma governed by dharma, lifestyle governed by dharma, there's no way of even having sharpness of intellect to be able to have the viveka, to be able to discern that everything in this world is time-bound, impermanent. Therefore, impermanent thing can never be a source of happiness, permanent happiness. And this viveka, to have this viveka, one has to live a life of karma yoga, worshipful life, prayerful life. And once the viveka is there, only then vairagyam is possible. That is when the vairagyam is there, distraction is not possible. That's why here, this the same thing I had to tell in that class. Moha kalushyam. Moha kalilam is moha kalushyam. And this moha kalushyam has to go. One that goes and then be viveka. When the viveka is there, vairagyam is possible. When the vairagyam is there, then one can have a distraction-free mind. Disturbance that, in fact, only in vairagyam, a person can be really relaxed. Until then, there's no way of relaxing because there's no anxiety about achieving anything in the world. The anxiety about achieving in the world is not there, means you're relaxed. That's why viveka, vairagyam, are very important qualifications. And that viveka doesn't happen overnight. One has to have abundance of Bhagavan's grace, for which one has to live a life of karma yoga. Which is, as in Pujya Swami's language, it's a life filled with Ishvara. When a person lives one's life filled with Ishvara, then one can tap Bhagavan's grace. Once Bhagavan's grace is there, and viveka is possible. Viveka is there, vairagyam is possible. Vairagyam is there, distraction-free focus is possible. The distraction-free focus is there, then contemplation becomes much easier. Then when you understand your Swarupam, you can place the mind in Swarupam, and then that is what is Samadhi, Samadho. Nischala, Achala, Sthasthi, we understood all this yesterday. Then a person attains the ascertained vision of reality as oneself, aham brahma asmi iti jnanam, the person has, then he attains, when Bhagavan explained, Shankaracharya also explained his commentary, and Arjuna's question came, that who is that person, what does that person, what do people talk about that person, which means what is the definition of that person? And what is that person? How does that person conduct himself? Kim bhasheta, kim prajeta, kim asita, as we saw yesterday. Now, we're going to see the next verse. ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। अर्जुन उवाच स्थित प्रज्ञस्य का भाषा समाधिस्थस्य केशव स्थितधी किं प्रभाषेत किमासीत व्रजेत किम्। द भाष्यम टुडे स्थितप्रज्ञस्य लक्षणम् अनेन श्लोकेन पृच्छति। We stopped there, I think. Then, yaha hi aditaha eva, aditaha eva. Aditaha means from the beginning itself, whoever, indeed, karmani sanyasya. Sanyasya karmani means karmani sanyasya. Having renounced all actions, having given up all actions. Jnana yoga nishthayam pravruttaha. The person who is involved in jnana yoga nishtha. The person who is involved in jnana yoga nishtha. The person who is involved in jnana yoga nishtha means what? The one who is involved in contemplation, one who lives a life of contemplation. One who is not doing contemplation, one who is contemplative, which means one who is contemplative means he doesn't even make the effort of focusing attention on his swarupam. Jnana yoga nishthayam pravruttaha yahacha karma yogena. See, karma yogena means by living a clean life of karma yoga, governed by dharma, the proper attitude. By living such a life, then thereby a person who is committed to the pursuit of ascendment of jnanam, tayoho, sitaprajnasya, prajahati iti arabhya, sitaprajnasya. See that verse beginning with the word prajahati. Prajahati yada kaman. It's going to come as the next verse. It's an introduction to the following verse. Prajahati iti arabhya. Beginning with the word prajahati. Prajahati means gives up. So beginning, having begun with the word prajahati. Adhyaya parisamapti paryantam. Adhyaya parisamapti paryantam. Until the conclusion of the entire chapter. Paryantam means up to the end of this entire chapter. Sama adhyaya parisamapti paryantam. Until or up to the completion of the entire chapter. Beginning from the verse prajahati. Beginning with the, from the verse beginning with the word prajahati until the end of the chapter, chitapragya lakshanam sadhanam cha upadishyate. The definition of a wise person and a means of becoming a wise person also, upadishyate, is taught. So Bhagavan, now Krishna introduces the whole teaching, presenting the definition of sthitapragya. So the sthitapragya lakshanam, the subject matter of the definition of all about sthitapragya, the subject matter pertaining to a wise person, otherwise it is the pragya, is going to be discussed in the whole entire following portion. From the verse beginning with the word prajahati, adhyapta parisamapti paryantam, chitapragya siddhap lakshanam, chitapragyasya prajahati iti arabhya, adhyaya parisamapti paryantam, chitapragya lakshanam, sadhanam cha upadishyate. Okay, now Bhagavan is very clear. The chitapragya lakshanam upadishyate, chitapragya lakshanam is taught. Chitapragya lakshanam is taught means how a chitapragya, a wise person, lives his life, how he behaves, what is the definition of happiness going to be taught. And Shankaracharya says, it is taught for whom? It is taught for those two people of two categories. Tayoho. It is taught for a person who lives simply, lives the life of karma yoga with the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam as the ultimate goal. The person who lives his life as a karma yogi with the total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, with the purushartha nischeha, for him and also for the person and who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, going to the discipline of jnana yoga, or even who is even contemplative. For these two people, okay, for a person who is given the discipline of karma yoga, and also for the person who is given the discipline of jnana yoga, for these two people, who both of them are following two different disciplines, but for both the disciplines are different, but still for both of them, the goal is the same. Ultimate goal is one and the same. For such people alone, only for the people of the same, only the same goal of the attainment of knowledge and moksha, the attainment of jnanam, only for those people, this chitapragya lakshanam and sadhanam are taught here. In the whole of the chapter, until the completion of the chapter, from the verse beginning with the word prajahati. Very nice. Are you following? Okay. Now next. Sarvatre. See, first of all, he says, Hitapragya Lakshanam will be useful only for a person who has Purushartha Nischeha, who is committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, thereby who strictly follows either this discipline or that discipline, knowing that which discipline he should follow. Okay? That's why it's made very clear. Sarvatrayevahi Adhyatma Shastre Kritartha Lakshanani Yani. Sarvatrayevahi Adhyatma Shastre Kritartha Lakshanani Yani. Tani eva sadhanani upadishyante yatna sadhyatvat. Very beautiful. What he says, yani sadhanani kritartha lakshanani adhyatma shastre kritartha lakshanani tani eva upadishyante yatna sadhyatvat. So, Adhyatma Shastra means what? In this Bhagavad Gita, Adhyatma Shastram, every Upanishad is Adhyatma Shastram. The Shastram where the nature of the reality is taught, the Adhyatma Shastra. Nature of the self is discussed. So, Adhyatma Shastram ityukte Adhyatma Swarupam Yat Shastram Bodhayati Tad Adhyatma Shastram. Shastram which teaches the nature of reality which serves as a means of Hajj of itself is Adhyatma Shastra. It's said to be a spiritual work. Any work consisting of the spiritual teaching is Adhyatma Shastra. So Adhyatma Shastra, in all the works based on spirituality, Adhyatma Shastra, Kritartha Lakshanani Yani Upadishyante. So in all these literature based on spirituality, there Lakshana, here Lakshanani, the Sadhanani Upadishyante. The sadhanas are taught, all the disciplines are taught, and those disciplines are taught in all the spirituality based literature. There, all of them are kritarthasya lakshanani. Kritartha means a jnani. Kritaha arthaha yena sa kritarthaha. Kritaha means done, accomplished. Arthaha means moksha purushartha. Kritaha arthaha yena saha kritarthaha. The person of accomplishment, the person of achievement is said to be kritarthaha. We say even people who are very rich in life are said to be kritarthaha. People who have made enough money, they are kritarthaha. But here, kritarthaha in absolute sense, kritarthaha means the person of absolute accomplishment, absolute achievement, a wise person. Sisaha sitapragyaha is said to be kritarthaha. Because absolutely it is a person of accomplishment. The who has attained Atma Jnanam is a real person of accomplishment according to Shastra. Because for him, nothing needs to be achieved. Nothing needs to be accomplished. Because he has discovered the truth means he has discovered everlasting peace, everlasting happiness. What else you want in life? Everything is perfect for that sake only. That is why Jnani is said to be Kritarthaha, the person of absolute accomplishment. And Kritarthasya Lakshanani, Kritartha Lakshanani. Lakshanam means a wise person's attributes, the wise person's attributes in terms of the virtues. And those virtues, attributes of a wise person are not artificial, not, they are very spontaneous expression of his vision. Kritarthasya Lakshanani, the virtues of a wise person are spontaneous expression, natural, spontaneous, original expression of his vision of the truth. Therefore, Kritartha Lakshanani Yani, whatever are said to be, whatever are virtues of a wise person, which are his spontaneous expressions of his knowledge, they alone, Kritartha Lakshanani Eva, Upadishyante, they alone are taught as means sadhanani. They alone taught as, they alone are taught as disciplines, sadhanani. They're all the disciplines prescribed. Prescribed to be strictly followed by a person who is aspiring for knowledge. So what does it mean? Adhyatma Shastre Kritartha Lakshanani Yani. Yani Tani Eva Sadhanani Upadishyante. So the natural spontaneous expressions of the virtues of wise person alone are taught as the disciplines, the compulsory disciplines, prescribed disciplines for a person who is aspiring for knowledge. Why they are prescribed? Because yatra sadhyatvat. Yatrena sadhyam. Because all these disciplines or this jnanam is accomplishable as a result of one's genuine effort. This jnanam has the status of being attainable through one's genuine effort. Being a yatnam, what is genuine effort here? Appropriate, adequate effort. Living a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga means what? Worshipful, prayerful means includes upasana also. Living a life of worshipful, prayerful, karma, life of karma yoga governed by dharma. Thereby having viveka vairagyam and naturally following the way of this law, karma yoga, jnana yoga, is actually following appropriate efforts. If a person of appropriate efforts, naturally, then he follows all the disciplines, means he is living a life of karma yoga, living a life of jnana yoga, means following with efforts, the virtues, spontaneous, natural, the virtues of a wise person. So thereby, yatra sadhyatvam asti. So these, because knowledge has a status of being attainable as a result of genuine effort of following these disciplines and practice living a life enjoined by the Veda Shastram. Therefore, he says, virtues of a wise person are spontaneous natural expressions of his vision, wisdom, alone are prescribed as disciplines as a means of preparation, attainment of jnanam. They are taught. Okay. Yani yatna sadhanani, yatna sadhyani, yatna sadhyani, sadhanani, lakshanani cha bhavanti tani. Again, he is explaining. Yatna sadhanani, yatna sadhyani, yatna sadhyani. All those disciplines, all those virtues of a wise person, natural expressions of the wisdom, are attainable through one's effort. Yatna sadhyani. And they then become what? Sadhanani, prescribed disciplines. They alone are the natural, spontaneous expressions, the virtues of a wise person. They alone become the virtues also of a wise person. Therefore, Bhagavan is teaching now, keeping in mind karma yogis, people of karma yoga, people of jnana yoga, and here jnani's definition is taught. The jnani's virtues are taught. What are the virtues of a jnani? Which are all natural, spontaneous expressions of his wisdom. How he is? We're going to see in the following verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Hope you have got the idea. The virtues become the prescribed disciplines for an ajnani who has purushartha nischaya and who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, thereby who follows the way of enjoined by the shastram, either going the discipline of karma yoga or following the discipline of jnana yoga, knowing that they both should be followed sequentially. For them, jnani's virtues are prescribed as disciplines. They're taught as prescribed disciplines. But they are not disciplines, they're spontaneous virtues which expressions of wisdom. Parajnani. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Prajahati Yada Kaman Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan Atmanyevatmanatushtah Sthita Prajnastadochyate. Sometimes in Bhasham I see so much. Now, if you know, to say everything, sometimes, you know, even it's anxiety, overwhelming, it's very, very beautiful. Sometimes words get stuck. Beautiful. Okay. Prajahati yada kaman. See, the more you understand the expressiveness of Sanskritam, the more, you know, you enjoy it. Sometimes it's very difficult to talk to people who like not understand, follow Sanskritam. Because you feel like saying so much and you have to curtail everything because you don't want to make people feel bored, isn't it? Anyway, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan Atmanyevatmana Tushtah. Yeah. See, please listen to me carefully sometimes in case the print mistake, okay? Not yatra. Yatna sadhyatam. Yeah. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Prajahati Yada Kaman Sarvan Partha Manogatan Atmanyevatmana Tushtah Sthita Prajnastadochyate. See, yada prajahati tada sthita prajnaha uchyate. Yada prajahati tada sthita prajnaha uchyate. When a person gives up, then he is said to be a person of firm knowledge. When he gives up what? Kaman. Yada kaman prajahati, tada sita prajnaha uchyate. Every word you keep on saying, the whole verse will become memorized in the class itself. Kidrushan kaman, sarvan kaman. All desires. When a person gives up all desires, punaha kidrushan, manasi agatan, manogatan, sarvan, kaman, yada prajahati, tada sita prajna uchyate. When a person gives up all desires which arise in the mind, then he is said to be a person of firm knowledge. What does it mean? It is possible for a person, giving up means not that person is holding on to desire and he gives up. What it means is, he becomes free from the hold of desires. Please understand, literally, it means the person renounces all desires means the person is no more interested in anything in the world. When a person is no more interested in anything in the world, the person cannot have desire for those objects. The person has no, this renounces desires. Desires are not there means he has no needs. He has no needs means he has no emotional need. He is free from the emotional need. He is free from needs means he is free from the common, human, universal, fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Only Pooja Swami teaches this correctly in this way. He is free from the common, human, universal, fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. He is free from this fundamental problem of inadequacy centered on I because he is always already reveling in the vision of fullness. Because fullness is his own swarupam. Anandaha his swarupam. because he has discovered his Swarupam being Atma. Having discovered the reality Atma as oneself, having taken ownership of fullness of happiness as one's own nature, the person without requiring to attain happiness is already reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness. Because of his fullness being his own nature, an identity being shifted from the limited body mind complex to limitless consciousness as the self, the person is free from this problem of inadequacy centered on I. He does not entertain the notion anymore as I am inadequate. Inadequacy being not there, needs are not there. Needs being not there, desires naturally drop, because nothing in world is interesting for him anymore. Because he is not dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness. He is not dependent on anything in the world for his happiness, especially the fulfillment of desires for his happiness and security. Therefore, the dependence being not there, he is free. If he is not dependent on the fulfillment of desires, he is not dependent on anything else in the world for his happiness, fullness means, then what is he dependent on the fullness and happiness? Atmanyeva atmanatushtaha. He is self-dependent. Atmaniyeva tushtaha. He is happy in himself. Atmana by himself. Atmana, he is happy in himself by himself. Atmaniyeva atmanatushtaha. Which means, he is happy by himself in himself. Means, he is not dependent on anything. Nothing else are the fulfillment of desires for his happiness and security. And such a person of self-dependence for one's happiness and security, who revels in the vision of one's own self, he is said to be sitapragya. In fact, he has not given up desires. He got himself freed from the hold of desires. Such a person is said to be the person of ascertained vision. Siddha pragya iti tada uchyate. It is when then a person is said to be siddha pragya. So he does not give up. The knowledge is there. In the wake of the knowledge, identity being shifted from anatma to atma, the perspective change has happened. Now he has dropped all wrong notions about the self being inadequate, limited, small, etc. And naturally, he does not need to attain anything. The nature of the Atma, one's own self being fullness of happiness, limitlessness, and revering that vision, he is free, he is already a person of fullness as his own nature. That's why being happy means being oneself. Just being one's own self is being happy. Being one's own self is being happy. Being full and being happy is happiness. Being one's own self is being happy and being full. Being one's own self means what? Remaining as one's own self means having wrong notions dropped. Having all wrong notions one has about oneself dropped means a person remains as oneself. That is Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha Sita Pragya Tada Uchyate. Okay. Now, if you see Bhashyam, Prajahati. Prajahati means what? Prakarshena jahati. Jahati itself means gives up. Leaves aside. Gives up. Renounces. Now prakarshena jahati means what? Not simply tyajati. Jahati is equal to tyajati. Prakarshena jahati means parityajati. He totally renounces. Parityajati. Pari is a prefix again. Parityajati means totally renounces. No more डिजायर। यदा यस्मिन् काले सर्वान् समस्तान् सी यु बेसिक किंडरगार्टन लैंग्वेज लंजाज इज वेरी वेल हियर। यदा इत्युक्ते यस्मिन् काले इत्यर्थः सर्वान् समस्तान् यु लर्न लॉट ऑफ सिनोनिम्स नाउ। कामान् कामान् मीन्स डिजायर्स because the word kamaha also means lust, kamaha also means craving, kamaha means longing, kamaha means simple desire, therefore kamaha means pleasure also, therefore here kamaha does, what does it mean? Ichha bhedan, ichha bhedaha means various, okay, this ichha bhedaha, desire of different types, desires of different types or ichha bhedaha, ichha bhedan various desires, kaman samastan yada parityajati sampurnataya tyajati he partha and kete kamaha manogataha manogatan मनोगतान् इत्युक्ते कः अर्थः मनसि प्रविष्टान् द डिजयर्स् विच् हेव् एण्टर्ड् इन् टु दि मैण्ड् एण्टर्ड् मीन्स् वेर् हृदि प्रविष्टान् द डिजयर्स् विच् हेव् एण्टर्ड् मीन्स् द डिजयर्स् वेर् डामेण्ट् लेटेण्ट् इन् योर् सब्कान्शियस् सी प्लीस् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द प्रवेश इस् वेरि इम्पार्टेण्ट् वर्ड् ओके हृदि प्रविष्टान् मनसि प्रविष्टान् मीन्स् वाट् the desires which have entered into your heart means entered into your mind, which means the desires are newly coming from outside somewhere, please never understand the desires are brand fresh new desires are not there, all desires are naturally already always there in such okay dormant latent condition in your subconscious mind. They don't surface. When they surface, you think they are not there. That's not true. No, they remain hidden. Okay? You don't even know that they are there. But only when they surface, as though they enter. Surfacing of the already existing, dormant, latent desires in subconscious mind alone, when they are triggered, they surface. Surfacing is a sort of as though entering. But for them to be triggered, something has been perceived. You must go to IKEA, you must go to some shop, you must go somewhere, you must hear about something, isn't it? Some traveler must be talking very highly of some beautiful place. Then something should become nimittam, instrumental for the desire to be triggered. Something becomes, that desire becomes triggered, then desire surfaces, oh, let me visit this place, let me buy this thing, let me go there, let me do this, let me achieve this. This desire arises. That's why he says, hridi pravishtan. See, desires are thought modifications. We understand a thought modification also in terms of desire. We all know what desire is. Okay? We know what desire is. And that desire is in the form of a thought. Okay? Desires rise in the form of thoughts only. If you don't know what thought is, please understand, thought is in the form of a desire. Desire is in the form of a thought. Okay. Manogatan, pravishtan, hridi pravishtan, manasi pravishtan. So, all those desires. Okay. Jahati, so manasi pravishtan, manasi gatan, hridi pravishtan, sarvan, samastan, kaman, iccha, bedan, yada prakrashena, jahati, prajahati, parityajati, tada, tasmin kale, tada eva, sita prajnaha uchyate. Okay. Sarva kama parityage. Sarva kama parityage. when there is renunciation of all desires, when there's the renunciation of all desires, tushti karana abhavat. Tushti karana abhavat. Tushtihi, tushtihi means strilinga shabdaha. Ikarantaha strilinga tushti shabdaha. Tushtihi means happiness. Tushtihi also means satisfaction, contentment. Tushtihi means paripurna triptihi. Tushtihi means absolute contentment, absolute satisfaction is possible only when there is happiness. Well, tushtihi also means happiness. Tushtihi means contentment. Tushtihi means satisfaction. Now, what is the pullinga shabda? Toshaha. Tushdhatuhu. Tushyati. Tushyati is pleased, is happy. Toshaha. Pullinga shabdha. Tushtihi stilinga shabdha. What is gerund? Toshanam. Pleasing, making happy is toshanam. Tushta is a participle. Not dushta, tushta is a participle. Pleased, happy person is a tushta. So tushtihi, tushta, toshanam. Is it? Verb is tushyati. And making, what's causative verb? Toshayati. Causative verb is toshayati. If we add the prefix sam, same meaning. Santushtihi, santoshaha, santushyati, santoshayati, santushtaha. Isn't it? These are the word is. Okay. Now, tushti karana abhavat. When the person gives up all desires because the desire is not a source of happiness. Tushti karana abhavat. Due to being an tushti karana abhavat. It is not the cause for happiness. Due to the absence of the cause for happiness, shairadharana nimitta. Because this jnani, having discovered happiness as one's own nature, there is no dependence on the fulfillment of desires for happiness. Tushti karana abhavaha. Due to the absence of the need for the fulfillment of desires for one's happiness, and a person gives up all, renounces all desires, sharira dharana nimitta seshecha sati. Sharira dharana nimitta seshecha sati. Sharira dharana nimitta. What is the reason for having the body? Paraddha karma. Therefore, shaira dharanartham nimittam is paraddha karma. The cause of having the body, holding the body is paraddha karma. Shaira dharana nimitte sati. Nimitta seshe sati. He's a jnani, but because of the existence of paraddha karma, the remaining paraddha karma, because of sesha means remaining, because of the existence of the remaining parabdha karma, which is the cause of having the body, unmatta pramattasya iva. Unmatta pramattasya iva. Unmattaha means mad person. Pramattaha means intoxicated person. You can say the same meaning also. Unmatta pramattasya iva. See, unmattaha itself is enough to say unmattaha manushyaha. Unmattaha manushyaha, unmattaha purushaha means what? The mad. Unmattaha means the person, the curably mad. Pramattaha means incurably mad. Sorry, pramattaha means incurably mad. That is, unmattaha means incurably mad. Pramattaha means curably mad. The person whose madness can be treated and cured is pramattaha. Unmattaha means the person whose madness cannot be cured. Unmattaha, pramattaha, both are mad. One is curably mad is pramattaha. Incurably mad is unmattaha. Okay? Pramattaha is curably mad. Unmattaha is incurably mad. That's why we say unmatta pramattasya iva pravruttihi prapta. Don't say jnani is a mad, okay? Jnani is not mad. Like that person, like how the mad person has no identity. Mad person has no identity because of madness. Jnani has no identity because of wisdom. Okay? Like the mad person, pravruttihi prapta. Pravruttihi means what? Pravruttihi means activity. See, a mad person doesn't have any understanding of the purpose of living his life. No, who become mad, you know, when people do not know the purpose of life, when they don't know what they're doing, okay, then there's no direction in their life. And they become mad. When they become mad, and they live their lives as what? Life becomes meaningless. Meaningless means what? For them, there's no purpose. A mad person has no purpose in life because he cannot accomplish a purpose. A wise person has no purpose in life because he has accomplished a purpose. You understand now the big difference? Unmattaha, pramattaha, mad people do not have any purpose in life. Being mad, they do not know what the purpose is in life. So they cannot fulfill the purpose of life. They're incapable of fulfilling their purpose in life. Therefore, they have no purpose in life. Jnani is the person who has fulfilled the purpose of life. Therefore, there's no purpose in life. There's a possibility of becoming mad or becoming wise. So we must decide whether I should become a person of purposeless life as a madman, or whether should I become a person of purposeless life as a jnani. We have to decide. Understand now? Very important. Otherwise, so unmatta pramattasya iva pravruttihi. So even though he just does his duties, does his activities, not for accomplishing any purpose. Because his life has served its purpose for him. Iti ataha uchyate, that is why it is said what now? Sarva karma, sarva kama parityage, tushti karana abhava, due to the absence of the need for fulfillment of his desires, for his happiness. And still parabdha being there, yet to be parabdha, the cause of holding his life, body being there, still this person lives his life. All his activities are like what? Simply just for exhausting the parabdha karma. not for fulfilling any purpose in life. See, jnani's activities are not for fulfilling any purpose in life. A karmayogi's activities are for preparing his mind for jnanam. Whereas a jnani's activities are not for fulfillment of any purpose. Because he has accomplished jnanam, the life has served its purpose. Now all his activities are not for any purpose, only for the exhaustion of prarabdha karma. So objectively, without doership, without enjoyership, without the notion I am the enjoyer, the jnani performs his duties. Not for any purpose, simply for the exhaustion of prarabdha karma. That too, without any doership and enjoyership. And leaving the prarabdha karma for the body mind's complex. He lives as a person who's reveling in his own nature of fullness. Okay, very nice. Atmaniyeva, pratyagatma swarupeyeva. Very important, okay? Atma literally means what? Atma means all-pervasive reality. So, all-pervasive reality is always a nature of fullness only, limitlessness only. So, Atmani here means not simply in Atmani means this all-pervasive reality, which ever of the nature of fullness, obtaining as one's own self, as the nearest self, as the very content of I. Pratyagatma swarupe eva. Pratyagatma swarupe means what? In one's own essential nature. All pervasive reality obtaining as one's own essential nature, obtaining the nearest self in that pratyagatma swarupe eva. Atmana. Atma means what? By himself, svena. The word atma is used in different meaning. This atmana means svena, by himself. Eva. Bahya labha nirapeksha. Very important word. Svena tushtaha. He is happy by himself means bahya labha nirapekshaha. Very nice word. Bahya labe apeksha nirgata apeksha yasya. Bahya labe nirgata apeksha yasya. Bahya labha nirapekshaha. Apeksha means requirement, dependence. The one who is free from the requirement, dependence on attainment or gain of anything external for his happiness. Bahya labha nirapekshaha, as the one who is independent of anything, any attainment, achievement or gaining of anything in the external for his happiness. One who is happy himself. Svena eva tushtaha. Bahya labha nirapekshaha tushtaha paramartha darshana amrita rasalabhena. Very beautiful. Paramartha darshana amrita rasalabhena. By the gain, by the attainment of rasa means happiness. The essential nature, the timeless happiness. Amrita rasa means timeless happiness, everlasting happiness. By attainment, with gain of the timeless everlasting happiness, as one's own nature, through the vision of the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self. Paramartha darshana means the vision of the absolute reality. Paramarthasya darshanena amrita rasa labaha. Attainment of, gain of timeless happiness, everlasting happiness, immortal happiness. Uh, a result of the vision of the absolute reality as one's own self, as a very content of I. But that was pratyagatma surupena labena. So paramartha darshana amrita rasa labena paramartha darshana amrita rasa labena tushtaha pratyagatma sarupe eva tushtaha svena eva tushtaha bahya labha nirapekshena nirapekshaha tushtaha. What does it mean? Anyasmat alam prayat alam pratyayavan. Pah, beautiful. Anyasmat alam pratyayavan. Alam pratyayaha means what? The person who has absolute contentment. Enough. I don't need anything anymore. Who can say? Alam pratyayavan. Alam pratyayaha means the person of absolute contentment. Alam pratyayaha. Absolute contentment is alam pratyayaha. Podumendra manam. In Tamil we have beautifully. Podumendra manam is alam pratyayaha. The jnani is alam pratyayavan. The person of absolute contentment. How he becomes a person of absolute contentment? Alam pratyayavan. As a person of absolute contentment, alam means enough. Alam pratyayaha means what? That there is, the sense of contentment one has in mind is alam pratyayaha. Alam pratyayavan, as a person of absolute contentment, because of the gain of the everlasting timeless fullness, happiness, through the vision of the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own nearest self, this person is tushtaha, is pleased, happy. He is said to be what? Sita pragya, sthita, pratishthita. His knowledge is what? Firm knowledge. He's a person of firm knowledge. What is it? Atma, anatma, vivekaja, pragya. The clear vision. The clear vision of what I am. The clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision that I, the self, am the absolute reality of the whole. That I am the whole, that vision is pragya. That vision is born of the doubt-free, discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not, what Anatma is. So what I am is very clear. I am Brahma. I, the self, am the absolute reality, Brahma. This vision is what? Pragya. And this ascertained vision of oneself being Brahman, born of the discriminative understanding of Atma and Anatma, what the self is, what the self is not. That pragna is ascertained, firm, unshakable. Patishthita pragna. Yes, yeah. Saha sita pragna vidwan tada uchyate. It is then a person is said to be a person of firm knowledge. He is a vidwan. He is a person of wisdom, person of knowledge. He is said to be a person of knowledge. Vidwan iti tada uchyate. Okay. Atmani eva pratyagatma swaru. If you see the prose order, it will be very easy for you. Atmani eva pratyagatma swarupe eva atmana eva svena eva bahya labha nirapekshaha bahya labhe apeksha nasti yasya There's no need, there's no requirement, there's no dependence in any external gain. Bahyalabhanarapekshaha tushtaha paramartha darshana amrita rasalabhena tushtaha. Anyasmat alam pratyayavan sita prajnaha sthita pratishthita atma anek anatma vivekaja prajna atma anatma vivekaja prajna sthita yasya. This ascertained vision of oneself being Brahman, prajna, aham brahmasmi, that knowledge is born of his discriminative understanding of what I am, what Atma is, what Atma is not. One who has sahasita prajnaha iti uchyate tada vidvan jnani iti uchyate. Okay. Tyakta putra vitta loka eshanaha. I want to understand the word. I want you to know this word, a very popular word in Upanishads. I would have heard from your other Upanishad classes. Yeshana. Yeshana is a noun. Like Icha. Yeshana means Icha. Desire, craving, longing is Yeshana. And a person who is free from threefold desires. Putraishana, Vittaishana, Lokaishana. Yeshana then becomes what now? Aishana, okay? Putraya Icha. Putraya Yeshana, Putraishana. Putra Eshana, Putraishana. Lokaya Eshana, Lokaishana. Vittaya Yeshana, Vittaishana. Desire for progeny, desire for wealth, desire for the enjoyment of pleasures in higher worlds. Anything else in the world also. So, tyaktaha putra, tyakta putra vitta loka eshanaha, tyaktaha putra vitta loka eshanaha, yena saha tyakta putra vitta loka eshanaha. The person by whom all desires for our progeny, wealth, and the worlds have been totally given up. He is Tyakta Putra Vittalokaishanaha. He is really a sannyasi. See, according to Shastram, Vidvat Sannyasi, Virisha Sannyasi. And he is a Vidvat Sannyasi who does not call himself a sannyasi. Okay? No more Ainti as a sannyasi also. But see, sannyasi, the person of total renunciation. It's called Jnana Karma Sannyasa. Jnanena Sannyasa. See, by freeing oneself from all wrong notions one have about oneself. Okay. Is sannyasi actually. Tyakta putra yeshana tyakta yena, vitta yeshana tyakta yena, loka yeshana tyakta yena. No more desire for progeny, desire for wealth, property, desire for worlds and the pleasures enjoyable in other worlds also. So, tyakta putra vitta loka yeshana, sannyasi, atma ramaha, atmani ramate iti atma ramaha. To be happy, what does he do? He just remains himself. The one who is happiness himself, one who is happy just being himself, not by doing something, not by achieving something, not by accomplishing something, not by enjoying something, just by being one's own self, a person who is happy, he is Atma, Atma Ramaha. Tanil Tidekindavan, Atma Ramateti Atma Ramaha, Atma Kridaha. See, Shankaracharya quotes the 55th verse already here in this commentary. Atma Kridaha. One who sports with himself, which means what? There's no other source of entertainment for him. No other source of entertainment, a sport for him, other than just being himself. Chitta Prajna. The person is, that such a person is the person of firm, ascertained, unshakable knowledge. Chitta Prajna Ityartha. Very nice. Kincha further. Kincha, kim, what, cha, and put together, kincha further. Dukhesh. I'm sure nobody will say that you have not understood this verse. Dukheshvanudvignamanah. Sukheshu vigatasprihah. Vitaragabhayak. Krodha sthitadhirmuniruchyate. Dukkheshvanudvignamanah. Sukheshu vigatasprihah. Vitaragabhayakrodha sthitadhirmuniruchyate. Sometimes people think we already know all these things by repetition. This is not repetition, I tell you. Is for you just to repeatedly, make me thorough. Dukkheshvanudvignamanah. Sukheshu vigatasprihah. Vitaragabhayakrodha sthitadhirmuniruchyate. Dukkheshvanudvignamanah. Sukheshu vigatasprihah. Vitaragabhayakrodha sthitadhirmuniruchyate. Now, the same Sthitaprajna is said to be Sthitadhihi Munihi Uchyate. Who is said to be the person of firm knowledge? Who is said to be Munihi? We'll see. Dukkheshu Anudvignamanaha. Yasya Manaha Dukkeshu na Udvignam. Yasya Manaha Dukkeshu na Udvignam Bhavati. Saha Anudvignamanaha. The person who does not become emotionally shattered in unpleasant, sorrowful situations. Sukheshu vigatasprihaha. In all desirable, pleasant situations, vigatasprihaha, vigatasprihaha yasya. The one who is free from longing for pleasant, desirable situations. One who does not get shattered emotionally, unpleasant situations. One who does not crave for even pleasing situations, which means he is not dependent on anything external, any external situation for his happiness and security. External dukkhani, external unpleasant, sorrowful situations cannot make him unhappy. External pleasing situations, happy situations, desirable situations cannot make him happier, add to his happiness. So nothing in the external world can make him happy. Nothing in the world can make him unhappy because he's ever of the nature of happiness. Happiness cannot be made unhappy. Happiness cannot be, need not be made happy. It's okay. Vitaraga bhayakrodaha. The dependence being not there for anything, dependence being not there for anything in the external world, vigataspurhaha, vitaraga bhayakrodaha, he is also free from attachment, fear and anger. Vigataraga bhayakrodaha yasma saha vitaraga bhayakrodaha. And he is a munihi. Munihi maunam shilam yasya. See, mana shilaha munihi, one many. The contemplative person, who is also munihi. The person of the discipline, the person who has relative mastery is munihi. The person of absolute, the person's absolute mastery over his mind. Maunam shilam yasya saha munihi. Because the one who in whose mind no disturbance, nothing can be triggered from subconscious, because nothing is subconscious, everything is resolved out. Whatever is subconscious becomes totally resolved. Nothing can be triggered, nothing is there. Therefore, what? Mind cannot make any more noise. Silent mind. No desire, no raga, no dvesha, no anger, no hatred, no fear, no. Yani has not given up anything. They all have just, they got resolved for good. When one problem got resolved, all of them got resolved for good. If this common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness centered on I am small, that smallness centered on I becomes resolved. That one thing becomes resolved, all of them get resolved for good. Wherever there is a problem of sense of smallness centered on I, there alone can be anger, jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety. All of them resolve for good. Then there is a mind, is silent mind. Absolutely pure mind is a silent mind. Absolutely pure mind is absolutely the mastered mind. So, maunam shilam yasya saha munihi. The person of absolute, the person's absolute mastery over his mind, the person of absolute mental purity, is the person of silence. He is a munihi. So silence is something which will be there naturally. The person's identity is with one's own self. Nothing is there to be triggered from subconscious. Mauni. Sitadhihi. Sitadhihi means as a person of everlasting knowledge. This knowledge once gained will not be lost. Will be lost forever. Will not be lost, L-O-S-T. Will last forever, L-A-S-T. Everlasting knowledge. Okay. Iti uchyate is said to be everlasting. Is said to be, he said to be a person of everlasting wisdom, permanent wisdom. Okay. Dukkheshu. Now, see, it's all only ascertaining only. Dukkheshu. Adhyatmikadishu. Prapteshu. Okay. What dukkhani means what? Sorrow. No. Dukkheshu, what are the dukkhani? What are the sorrows? What are the sorrowful situations? Adhyatmikadishu prapteshu. Adhyatmika tapaha. Adi daivika tapaha. Adi bautika tapaha. ஆல் தாபாக, ஆத்தியாத்மிக ஆதி பௌத்திக ஆத்திய ஆதி தெய்வீக தாபாக, தாபேஷு பிராப்தேஷு. சி த பெயின், த ஸ்கார்ச்சிங் பெயின், ஐ டோல்ட் ஆல்ரெடி த மீனிங் அதோட தாபக. த பெயின் இஸ் செட் டு பி தாபக பிகாஸ் த பெயின் ஆல்சோ இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் ஸ்கார்ச்சிங் லைக் ஃபயர். அக்னிஹி தபதி உஷ்ணம் தபதி, அக்னேஹே ஔஷ்ணியம் தபதி, சூரியஸ்ய தாபக தபதி, சன்ஸ் ஹீட் ஸ்கார்ச்சஸ் அண்ட் எனி ஹீட் ஸ்கார்ச்சஸ். பட் தாபக மீன்ஸ் ஹீட், த ஸ்கார்ச்சிங் ஹீட் இஸ் வித் தாபக, பட் பெயின் ஆல்சோ இஸ் ஆஸ் ஸ்கார்ச்சிங் ஆஸ் த ஹீட். தேர்ஃபோர் பெயின் இஸ் செட் வித் தாபக. துக்கம் மனஹ தபதி, isn't it? Therefore, dukkha was said to be tapaha. And then the pain is one thing, intolerable, unbearable emotional pain, agony. That pain is always caused by varieties of problems in life in the form of obstacles. And the pain caused by varieties of problems pertaining to one's own self or what? Adhyatmika, adhyatmikaha tapaha. The pain caused by problems pertaining to oneself or obstacles associated with oneself is adhyatmikaha tapaha. What prevents you from being happy? Your own problems. And what prevents you from being happy? You are okay, physically okay, mentally okay, but think people around you are not okay. ஆதி பௌத்திக தாபா, த பெயின் காஸ்ட் பை ஆப்ஸ்டக்கிள்ஸ், இம்பெடிமெண்ட்ஸ், ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் அதர்ஸ் அரவுண்ட் மீ, தென் தட் இஸ் ஆதி ஆதி பௌத்திக தாபா. எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஓகே, பட் நோ அவர் பிஸ்னஸ் ஃபெல், நோ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பேண்டமிக், because of that problem, because the new rules, suddenly I received some information from my friends that 300 people were asked to leave America suddenly. 300 people, okay, suddenly there's no notice, nothing, suddenly there's no reason why they should leave. They had to leave, no, like this situation, unexpected, unpredictable, uncontrollable, okay, things, the hidden invariables, we say. So, the natural calamities, natural things also. They are called adi daivika tapaha. So, the pain caused by problems, in obstacles pertaining to, which are unpredictable, uncontrollable, the natural calamities, is it adi daivika tapaha, because for which you have no say at all. Therefore, all sorts of problems, so pain, one pain is one phenomenon, and one phenomenon, pain unknown, is caused by varieties of problems pertaining to varieties of, you know, oneself or other people and ones other than oneself, and the natural calamities. Therefore, and such situations when they arise, dukkheshu, okay, sorrowful, unpleasant, undesirable situations of having to go through pain caused by problems pertaining to oneself or others or natural calamities, then prapteshu, no one goes through. Na udvignam. ந உத்விகம் ந பிரக்ஷுபிதம், உத்விக்னம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், உத்வேக நவுன், உத்விஜதி வெர்ப், உத்விஜதி, உத்விஜதி மீன்ஸ் அஜிடேட்ஸ், உத்வேக அஜிடேஷன், உத்விக்ன பார்ட்ஸ் அஜிடேட்டட் ஷேட்டர்ட், உத்விக்னம் மீன்ஸ் broken, shattered, What's the meaning here? Prakshubhitam. Kshubhitam. Kshubhitam itself means what? Udvignam only. Prakshubha, totally shattered. Totally shattered. Prakshubhitam. Totally shattered, disturbed. Prakshubhitam. Highly disturbed. Kshubhitam disturbed. Highly disturbed. Prakshubhitam. Dukkha praptav manaha yasya manaha na udvignam bhavati na prakshubhitam bhavati sa ud saha ayam anudvigra manaha yasya manaha yasya manaha ఆధ్యాత్మికే ఆధ్యాత్మికాదిషు దుఃఖేషు ప్రాప్తేషు ఉద్విగ్నం న భవతి ప్రక్షుభితం న ప్రక్షుభితం భవతి సహ అయం అనుద్విగ్న మనః ది పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ అన్షట్టర్డ్ అన్డిస్టర్బ్డ్ మైండెడ్ అనుద్విగ్న మనః. Small things disturb us so much. We get so disturbed. We get worked up. Nothing can shake the jnani. That is jnanam. Yatha dukkheshu prapteshu. Dukkheshu prapteshu. Sorry, sukheshu prapteshu. Tatha, in the same way, sukheshu prapteshu. So in unpleasant situations, he is like that. He is unshattered, he is undisturbed. What about the happy situations? Sukheshu prapteshu. When situations are pleasant and happy situations, then also, Vigata spruha. Spruha means trishna. Spruha means longing. Trishna means thirst. Thirst means what? Longing, craving. Vigata spruha trishna yasya. Na agnihiva. The person from whom the craving, longing, the thirst for pleasures has gone. Na agnihi eva. Not like a fire. Why? What is fire? Fire is said to be insatiable. Fire is said to be that's why fire is said to be analaha. Agnihi is said to be analaha because alam yasyana. How much ever you offer as, you know, how much ever you give pour as oblation as a havis, Agni will drink and with much bigger tongues of flames, it will ask for more. Fire will never say enough. Any amount of fuel you give, it will burn everything and it will ask for more. That is Agni. Okay? So, na agnihiva, not like fire. Indhanadhyamane, adhyadhane. Indhanadi, adhane. See, the fire will never say enough when the fuel, Indana means fuel. Okay, not like the fire which never says enough for the fuel. So also, sukhani anivivardhate. Sukhani anivivardhate. Even when any pleasurable situations come also, he does not really crave, long for pleasant situations. Sukhana anubhadate means he never allows any desire for pleasures. Doesn't allow means what? There is no interest in pleasure for him. Pleasure comes, okay, comes and goes, that's all. I want that again. So, the desire for pleasure doesn't arise in him. Such a person is the one from whom the craving for pleasant situations also gone away. He is vigata spruhaha. Okay. Vitaraga bhayakrodhaha. Vitaraga bhayakrodhaha. Bhayam cha krodhaha cha vita. Vita means vigata. Ragaha cha bhayam cha krodhaha cha vita. Vigata yasmat. Saha vitaraga bhayakrodhaha. You can say vigataha. Bhayam cha krodhascha ragaha cha bhayam cha krodhaha cha vitaha vigataha yasmat. Saha vitaraga bhayakrodhaha. The visarga is not there because sandhi. Okay, for our reading I'm going to put visarga there. The person who is free from attachment, free from fear, free from anger. There is no reason for him to have any attachment. I told you already, attachment is what? Dependence. Dependence for what? One's happiness and security. The person has discovered one's own self as a source of security and happiness. One who revels in one's own self, just being himself. The person is no more dependent on anything in the world for his happiness and security. Which means nothing in the world can make him unhappy. Therefore, he has no hatred towards anything. No anger towards anything. Nothing in the world can make him happy. Therefore, there's no attachment. See, attachment means he's free from both raga and dvesha. Being free from both raga and dvesha towards anything is being free from attachment. Attachment means not only being dependent on others for one's happiness, considering anything else in the world to be source of unhappiness, responsible for one's unhappiness, thereby having hatred towards it is also what attachment only. Therefore, he is free from attachment because nothing in the world can make him happy, can make him unhappy, because he is no more dependent on anything in the world for happiness. Nothing in the world is a spot for his, he does not think anymore. Nothing in the world can make him unhappy also. Therefore, he is free from anger, attachment. And in his vision, there is no second thing which is absolutely real. He knows one's own self is absolutely real for him. One's own self means the only reality obtaining which he has discovered as one's own self. Only reality which is oneself, which is real, absolutely indestructible. Other than that reality, there is no second reality, parallel reality. And whatever is here other than oneself is appearance of one's own self, called mithya, which is dependent on oneself for existence. Therefore, there's no second reality being not there. Second thing other than him, oneself being not there. There's nothing which is like the self, nothing which is unlike the self also. Therefore, nothing can cause any harm, destruction to him. Therefore, there's no fear. And he knows the self, one's own self, the essence being identified with the Atma, which is ever of the nature of immortality. He's absolutely free from the fear of death. Thereby he is free from being harmed by anything in the world also. Therefore, he is absolutely free from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. Such a person is a person of firm knowledge, and he is a munihi. Sanyasi tada uchyate. Okay. Kimcha. See, Munihi, he didn't explain here. Somewhere else he explained, so I told you already. Kincha further. Okay, I'm going to stop now. That is why we have to ask only for Jnana every day, morning, evening, afternoon, whenever possible, wherever possible. All the time we had to beg and beg and nag and, you know, really trouble and Bhagavan to give us Jnana. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.